I'm just going to move this to number 12 on the agenda, and we're going to talk about Peregrine Falcon. Welcome, Chip.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. So Peregrine Falcon is where we're at, Mr. Chair? Okay. If we can, I would ask Eileen Dowd-Stupel. She will be joining us virtually. And Eileen's just going to give a 3-5 minute update on our state threatened and endangered species status reviews that we just completed. And I believe Director Kirschman had shared that document with you here a couple of weeks ago. So Eileen, if you're available, can you go over that process, and then we'll dive into the recommendation here for Peregrine Falcon, please?
Sure. Thank you, Chad. And let me know if my volume is not sufficient. Chairman Olson, commissioners, and Secretary Roebling, we visit with you about state threatened and endangered species every couple of years. Our state endangered species law gives the commission the authority to list and delist species, as well as to conduct a biennial review of our state T&E list. The state list is not the same as the federal list, which is managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We are not required to add federal listed species to our state list, although some species are on both lists. Examples would be the black-footed ferret and the whooping crane. Some species may be rare within South Dakota, but more common elsewhere. So they may be state listed, but not federal listed. So a couple of examples there are swift fox and osprey. So our goal as an agency and our mandated responsibility is to recover as many state listed species as we can. So wildlife diversity staff prepared status reviews for each species in 2018. We updated that document in 2020 and again in 2022. We have identified criteria for delisting species if we believe we have enough information to do that. And there are a few that we don't feel we know enough about them to really develop those. And you received the 2022 update for this meeting. So based on our criteria, we have one action item for you today. But before that, Chad is going to ask that you formalize the 2022 version of the status review package.
Thanks, Eileen. Mr. Chair and Commissioners, with your review of that updated status review, were there any questions or comments that you had or wanted to discuss here? I know staff put a lot of time into that. As Eileen mentioned, there's a lot of unknowns and information we don't have on some of these species, and that's where the RAWA discussion is of great importance to help us with habitat and research and monitoring of some of these species. So any questions or comments on that? And I guess if there is not, Mr. Chair, we would like to ask for formal by the body before we move forward.
We'll see if there's any questions for Eileen or Chad. The animal takes a notch down or takes a step down as it graduates from threatened and endangered to on the list, if you will. Is the fines change as well if someone is to illegally harvest that animal?
Mr. Chair, Eileen, did you hear that question from me?
I didn't hear the beginning of it, Chad.
Okay, so I guess the question was in regards to species graduating up or down. Yes, that is a process that we look at when we evaluate these status reviews. They could bounce from endangered to threatened, even from threatened off the state list, and they would still remain a species of greatest conservation need for our department and our public working on them. And your second question,
it was regarding around the monetary fine or jail time. Do the fines also then decrease or increase as they go up or down that ladder?
Mr. Chair, that I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if
Chad, they don't. There is no in the state law. It's a class two misdemeanor for both. There is no difference in the classification. We really are looking at the biological aspects of it, and we want to make sure that we show that the work that we're doing is progressing towards helping us delist or downlist species. So it's not a matter of making it a bigger penalty. It's to try to match the biological information we have with the species status as we know it.
Thanks, Eileen.
Okay, and then the motion would sound like what, Chad?
Just a motion to, I guess, formally adopt the revised status review for those species.
Very well. I'd entertain a motion for that. There's been a motion by Bartling, seconded by Lockin. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Commission. So in regards to the action sheet, I was going to ask Casey Heimerl to help out with this, but I think for the sake of time to meet your 2 o'clock timeline, I will just move forward with this. But I want to acknowledge our wildlife biologist, Casey Heimerl, and some of our other staff for the work they've done to enhance the monitoring of peregrine falcons. And Casey's kind of our de facto raptor specialist. If you have questions on hawks, eagles, owls, things like that, she's your go-to person. She's very knowledgeable with that in falconry. So in regards to peregrine falcons, I don't know if you've ever seen one. They're a pretty darn neat bird. And we've done some neat monitoring work on them here over the last 5-6 years. And I guess in a nutshell, Mr. Chair, based on the information we have identified in the downlisting criteria for peregrine falcons, they have met that. And therefore, they have met the average number of nests over a certain time period and also the productivity from those active nests. So based on that criteria that we've identified through our monitoring efforts, we have a recommendation here today to downlist peregrine falcons from a state endangered species to a state threatened species. And that's what we have recommended for you here today and for public comment. So with that, we take any questions. And if there are none, we need a motion to accept this as a proposal.
Sure. Any questions from Chad on that second part of this? See there. If not, I entertain motion.
Move to accept.
Moved by Whitmire, seconded by Bartling. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to chime in real quick and just thank the entire wildlife diversity team. I mean, this is a huge success story. A lot of work went into this, and it's great to see a downlisting of a species that we've been working on for more than a decade. I mean, it's been a great success story. So thank you, Wildlife Diversity Team, Eileen, and everybody else. And thank you for bringing this chat.